Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kroner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kroner. Case moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards center. Averill fields it and throws to second to catch Simmons for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase strikes out. There goes Bluge. The throw from Pitlock to Larry, and Bluge is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up off the glove of Travis, and into shallow left field. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kroner moves to third. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Case reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kroner fields it and throws to home to get Case. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Hale reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Solters. Travis goes all the way around to score. Bluge moves to third. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner has Bluge trapped. There's the throw to Pitlock and back to Keltner, who tags Bluge for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 1 in the game. Chase hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Case hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Case. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kroner moves to third. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Farrell to Travis covering second. The throw back to home, and Kroner is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Travis catches it and throws to first to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive off the glove of Croner, and into shallow right field. Stone reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bluge bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chase hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Farrell moves to second. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Case is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Chase moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Chase moves to third. Lewis moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis strikes out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chase hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive towards the mound. Chase picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chase. Larry moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's Senators, 4, Indians, 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Solter scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kroner hits a line drive towards short. Travis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.